once you've lasted through the 2 weeks of phase one and rid yourself of your sugar addiction, you are ready to begin adding more carbohydrates to your diet. By this time, the insulin-resistant syndrome has disappeared. The cravings for sugars and starches are virtually gone, too. It's a fresh start. You'd think that the challenge would be to restrain dieters from adding too many high glycemic index carbs too soon, but just the opposite usually happens. People are reluctant to leave the safety of phase one and begin eating the kinds of foods that made them overweight in the first place. If it was bread or rice that made me fat, why would I want to start eating it again? I don't want to undo all the good I've just done. I certainly don't want to slow my weight loss. Still, there are several good reasons for adding more carbohydrates. First, many are good for you, especially those in fruit. Even bread, if you choose a whole grain type, brings nutritional benefits. Also, it is important for dieters to enjoy their food as much as ever and have a varied array of dishes and ingredients from which to choose. People love to eat, and you can take advantage of that passion even when you can't eat every single thing you want with heedless abandon. Of course, we add the high glycemic index carbs slowly. Usually we recommend that you start with one piece of fruit a day, something that won't provoke a big rise in blood sugar. Apples are fine. Their glycemic index is low, and there's lots of beneficial fiber in the skin. Grapefruit is another safe choice, as are berries and cantaloupe. At this stage, we advise patients not to have fruit with breakfast, however. Sometimes it will cause a big jolt of insulin.